and Sokola police are looking for a suspect who they say was a real-life Grinch who stole Christmas. Or at least part of it. Here's WUWF's Dave Dunwoody.
Our story begins around 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon in front of Cordova Mall on North 9th Avenue.
He approached the bell ringer in front of the mall and gave him the story that he was there to collect the kettles. But that particular bell ringer was suspicious and asked for ID. The gentleman left and never returned.
Lieutenant Steve Davis at the Pensacola Police Department says the suspect appeared to follow the old adage, if at first you don't succeed, a little further up Airport Boulevard.
He went over and contacted the two bell ringers in front of Sam's Club and gave them some story about he was there to collect the donations, and they were new to the Salvation Army, and so they turned over their kettles. He somehow acquired an apron that resembled the Salvation Army aprons, but he also took time out to join them in a couple of Christmas carols.
The two iconic red kettles contained around $1,300 in cash. The suspect is described as an African American around 30 years old, 5 feet 8 inches tall, with a medium build. He's also suspected of robbing the Salvation Army's thrift store on Davis Highway of its computer and some video surveillance equipment.
Today, you can't go anywhere, I don't think, that has a mall or a strip mall and not hear those bells ringing.
Major Bob Cornett, commander of the Pensacola unit, was unavailable for comment for this story. Speaking last year, he said the cattle campaign's benefits go well beyond the holiday season.
It sends kids to camp. It keeps the lights on for people. It feeds people throughout the year. It keeps heat on and air conditioning on. It provides stability to families. It provides shelter for 58-bed lodging facility for those who have addiction and have had trouble in life. It provides daycare and after-school care.
While the focus is now on holiday bell ringing over the next few weeks, Cornett says volunteers are needed year-round.
They just simply call our 432-1501 number, find out what the volunteer opportunities are, or visit us on Facebook, Sal Army Pensacola, or stop on by 1501 North Q Street here in Pensacola.
Saturday's red kettle thefts go to the bigger picture of protecting your money this time of year.
If the Salvation Army can be victimized, then anybody can.
Once again, Pensacola Police Lieutenant Steve Davis.
And the old adage is true that if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. But just, you know, people use common sense and just be aware of their surroundings and don't let their guard down just because it is the holidays.
And it's not just your money. After a full day of shopping, Davis says get those gifts out of sight and out of temptation's way.
Store those things in the trunk if you have to, but otherwise, you know, get those things out of your car and get them in the house as quick as possible. And as your car is parked in front of your house, please lock the doors. We still have many, many car burglaries every night where the doors are just unlocked.
Anyone having information on this or any other such incident is asked to call the Pensacola Police Department at 435-1900 or Crime Stoppers at 433-STOP. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.